Blog Talk Radio.
She a bad, bad girl.
with the curls. She live in her own world. Me too, so we alike. She rocking Giuseppe heels. Couple grand for the wheels. That's that shit that I like. Head spinning on the throne. That's my bad bitch popping on the pole. She a go for the money. She ain't stopping there.
So that was Sun with Bad Girl. So a little bit about Sun. Sun is a Houston native, and he's made quite a name for himself for his last mixtape, Tunnel Vision. He released it in April of last year with his hit single, Round and Round, featuring Slim Thug and directed by Mr. Boomtown, that eventually landed him on MTV. So he's no stranger to the industry. He's honed his performance skills as opening act on Eminem's and 50 Cent's Anger Management 3 tour with Mobb Deep at this year's Rock the Bells hip-hop tour, and on tour with G-Unit and Little Scrappy. So that's amazing, and I want to get to know him a little bit more. And for all those who want to call in to ask a question, make a comment, or just to say what's up to Sun, give us a call in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Miss P and Sun. So without further ado, let's bring him on so we can get in tuned. How you doing tonight, Sun?
I'm good, I'm good. What up with you, Miss P?
Nothing. Excited to get to talk to you and, you know, have you on the show. So thank you for tuning in with us tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I'm in there rocking in with y'all, man. What we got going on? That's a nice introduction.
Yeah.
I like thinking about myself, man. I got an ego.
I know, that's right. So, I mean, I can see why. I can see why you have an ego. You're talented, you're attractive, you're buzzing, you're doing your thing. So, of course, you know, you deserve that. So I say rock with it. Nothing wrong with having an ego.
You're working hard, man. Feet. I got to work hard to feed the people. Head to appetite.
Absolutely. So can I say that I posted your pics, you know, trying to promote an interview. And, you know, it was a lot of ladies going crazy. So is this like something that's like a – I'm telling you. I was like, calm down. So how has the reception been as far as, like, the ladies are concerned? Because you are an attractive guy, and you do have a nice physique and things of that nature. So how has that been for your career or your everyday life with the ladies?
That keep me in the gym, man. Shout out to 24-hour fitness motivation. Maybe like the little cougars be on me in there, so I gotta stay turned up and keep them 8-packs right. I said 8, you know, so you know I gotta count them all the time and be working hard and keep me eating healthy. But nah, seriously though, you know, just being fit is a good thing mentally and physically. So I do all that for the rush, you know, for the rush of things.
Absolutely, and you know, you made a very good. Valid point that being fit mentally and physically is definitely a good combination, especially doing what you do, because it takes a level-headed, clear-minded person to do the things that they need to do to stay on top. And while we're talking about that, let's talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, you're proudly promoting, like, sobriety in terms of, you know, no drugs and you no longer drink alcohol. So what prompted you to do this, to stop drinking and just be drug-free, alcohol-free?
It's just time to really. I got a lot on my plate, and there's no way I'm gonna be able to attend to everything I gotta do and conquer everything I gotta do. Plus, whatever everything that God got for in store for me. And I'm not dissing anybody who get high, drink in moderation, as long as they're doing what they're doing, enjoying themselves. It's just a decision I made for myself. And I want to be the voice of people who want to stand up and party without saying you got to get effed up or you got to get on a Molly and you got to get on, you know. Whatever the newest drug is, bath salts, Molly, whatever they're doing this week, you don't got to do that to be cool. Because like you say, the ladies like me, and I ain't never had to lie. I never did drugs in my life, and that was a choice. I grew up with a crackhead uncle, and I seen him. I don't know how freely I could talk in this show, but
Be free. Well, he gave head to the dope boy,
you know, and as a little kid, I seen that, and my mom was like, don't ever do drugs, and this would happen, you know. So from that point on, I'm like, I'm never doing drugs, and it just kind of stuck with me. And now, you know, I'm a grown man, but I look like picking up a bad habit, you know what I mean? So, and as far as drinking, it's just, you know, like I say, once you're doing it in moderation, you ain't driving, you're drinking responsibly. I don't think nothing wrong with it, but for me, I like to focus, and like I said, I like physical and mental health, and that just getting away of it. So I figure a fit mind and a fit body going to make my bank account, you know, look like my abs. So, so far, so good, man. I'm going hard.
Absolutely. So I'm a I'm sorry, son. What were you saying?
No, I'm just saying, I'm just being silly, but you know, it's a lot of truth. It's all truth to what I'm saying, just with a smile on my face, you know. So you're just living, loving life, and just promoting that good health, health and wealth.
Absolutely. So as a child, son, tell us, you know, how were you growing up? What was your experience? Did you always want to be in the music industry, or was there something else you wanted to do before music?
I wanted to live with a lot of women. I didn't know what their job was. When I was a kid, I used to rub on a lot of women's legs with stockings. I had a fetish for my mom used to always whip me. I was always a little nasty boy. I didn't even know what I wanted to do with women. I was like, I just want to live with a gang of women and just be around a gang of women, just like. So that's what I wanted to do. And my brother pushed me into doing music because I was apparently talented. I had the gift of gab, which I think that would naturally fit in me wanting to be around women. So I think that's kind of got how I got honed into it. And definitely shout out to DJ Screw and the whole Screw of Click who kind of molded that and put me in the forefront of what was going on in the Houston music scene when I was like 13, 14, 15. So, you know. But as a young man, I just want to be around women. Pretty women, too. I like pretty women.
Absolutely. I don't blame you. You're a good-looking guy, you know, good-looking guy.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So tell us about, you know, your experience with performing on MTV. Like, how did that all come about?
Oh, that was hard work, man. Shout out to Mr. Boomtown, the director, who was real instrumental in doing a lot of stuff, plugging for me. The G-Unit staff, Angel and everybody over there. And yeah, it was just a lot of hard work, and it was something I wanted to do, and I didn't want to – it was an independent move. I didn't wait on the label or nobody to push behind me. I scraped together a couple pennies, a whole lot of pennies, let me not be so modest, and put a lot of hard work into it. Got in touch with Mr. Boomtown. It actually happened pretty quick. I think I hit Slim Thug like on a Monday. He had to record back to me on Tuesday. Called Boomtown the next day. We wound up shooting a video on that Friday, and the next thing you know, boom, MTV, and it was just a real good look for me. And speaking of MTV, I'm gonna be doubling back on there, not just MTV, but Fuse, VH1, and all them good show them stations that support me. My next record called Bad Girl featuring Lil Scrappy, so the one y'all was just playing. So you know, I have to definitely drop that plug in there, but that's what we got going on. And that's definitely, I ain't got no shirt on in the video and a lot of the scenes. I'm with a lot of pretty ladies, a lot of ladies in cameos y'all gonna recognize from y'all TV screen. And, of course, y'all know Scrappy with that paw life, putting the paws on her, so you know. But as far as Round and Round, shout out to Slim Thug and Boomtown and G-Unit and Zoo Life and Infamous, everybody who was instrumental in helping me getting all that rolling.
Absolutely. So it's safe to say that, you know, you are living your dream in terms of, you know, you wanted to just be around a lot of women, you know, because
yeah,
in the
man.
Video it's a
I
lot
gotta
of
get
women.
Around you, man.
Why?
Man, we got to go hang out. Don't tell nobody, though.
No, we won't tell nobody. We definitely have to do that. We definitely have to hang out. Anytime you in NYC, let me know.
Yeah, I'll
see you definitely do that.
February. Beginning of February, we hanging out, man. We rocking out.
I'm telling you, that would be so awesome. I would love it, love it, love it, love it. So talking about your new mixtape that you have coming up, you know, you want to tell us a little bit about what we can expect from this particular, you know, mixtape?
All right. With The Cause and The Cure, a.k.a. The Rush, it's just every spectrum of emotion that I go through on a daily basis, happy, sad, excited. It ain't too much sad. It's political. It's every aspect that, you know, I don't want to call it all over the map, but it's touching on every spectrum of emotion that I've ever felt and I can remember feeling. You know, definitely it's a lot of sexiness, a lot of sex, a lot of loving, and a lot of sex, and a lot of sexiness. And you know, I got the street side, and it's definitely a lot of motivation. just all over. Definitely, I touched on some political stuff, and I also got a EP coming out. It's called Chicago Section. Let me call it a mixtape for now. But it's the Chicago Sessions featuring all the up and coming Chicago artists, established and legendary, and up and coming producers and artists from Chicago. And I'm we got GLC on there. MC Tree G, he was all on MTV Hive, and he got a lot. Y'all gotta look out for him if you ain't all up on him. Project Mayhem, shout out to LEP Bogus Boys. I got a lot of the whole show on there. They supporting and they really rocking out with it. So, and Cause and Cure right now. We got Slim Thug, we got Lil Scrappy. Of course, we got my G Unit fam, my Zoo Life fam, and I got a crooner on there for the next video. I can't really say who it is just yet, but ladies, y'all already know, love them, and I know it's gonna be a real good look. So you know, we gonna keep it geared to that.
Absolutely. So how do you decide on what track should make an EP, a mixtape, or album? Like, how do you decide that? Do you, like write a bunch of songs and then just, you know, filter through them to see what fits the theme that you're trying to go for? How do you do that? What's your process?
It's like, my process is just hard. It's like having a gang of my favorite people in one house, and I got to kick out a couple people because I got thousands, literally over 1,000 records recorded. I would guess over 1,500 recorded at this point. And so
Wow. There's
so many records that I can't put on there. And a lot of times at this point in my career, I like to put on the bigger names that people are familiar with. So, you know, they gravitate to them. And so I still please my core fan base. And definitely I'm looking into growing a whole lot bigger than what I am. So, you know, that's why I reach out to my comrades and my colleagues, if you will, you know, the little Scrappies and the 40 Glocks and the Yayos and Slim Thugs and Havoc and, you know, so forth. I can go on for days. Stevie J, you know, I go on forever. And from big names on down to the smallest names, production, all that, you know, they all support. And shout out to everybody who's doing it. And it's only getting bigger. So picking the tracks ain't never easy. But I try not to stress too much because I'm going to keep continuing to put out music. So if it don't make this one, I give a lot of free music out. I'm always on allhiphop.com. Shout out to them. SoundCloud, YouTube, I always put up new stuff up there. So, you know, if it don't make a project, you can always Google it and jam it, and it'd be free, man. Free downloads, all that good stuff, so you can rock out to it.
Absolutely. So it's safe to say that you don't have writer's block at no point. I mean, having over 1,000-plus songs is like, you know, is just steady flowing through you, huh?
Yeah, and I'm not even a lab rat. I'm not even in the studio like that a lot. It's just when I go in there with, like, cold intent. I don't sleep a lot. I got insomnia like crazy, so I be having a lot on my mind. So when I get in there, then a lot of times it be ladies on my mind, so a lot of my music be geared towards the fairer sex, the softer side of the world of woman. So, you know, I just try I'll be up late night thinking about y'all, so I gotta make music that pertains to y'all, stuff like that. So I gotta work on these apps. I can't just be no sloppy dude rapping the guy. Look at that. You ain't no ugly dude all in your ear, right?
That's so true. I think I can speak for the ladies and say you are absolutely right about that one. So when you hear your tracks being played, how does it make you feel?
I was just saying when y'all was playing this now, I was like, that's cool. It's still a surreal moment. Like I like to consider myself an industry. I feel like I've been in it for a minute, but I'm still learning, and I'm still at all when I'm around greats like 50 Cent. I was in a hotel with Lior, the dude who helped find Def Jam, and I'm just around. You know, I'm around these guys a lot. And, you know, it's still like I'm at all, and I'm still a fan. So when I see shows, when I get to see, like last time I seen Eminem and 50 Cent rehearsing for a show we did in Austin. But side by side West, I was just in awe. You know, I'm still a fan of it. I'm still, when they rapping and the way they perform, and, you know, I take notes and learn, I'm still a huge fan of it. So when I catch myself, like, on the radio or on the show or people tell me, oh, I just seen you on MTV, it's definitely like, wow, you know, it's still a surreal feeling, and I like it. It keep me grounded, keep my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. So I guess that's the best way to describe the head on the ground. Head in the clouds and feet on the ground.
Right. Absolutely. So when you're about to perform, do you have like a ritual that you do? Is it anything that, you know, you meditate? I mean, because me personally, I don't think I could do it. you know, that's why I stick to what I know, and that's running my mouth. But when you're about to perform, I mean, do you have like a ritual that you do to have you on your focus, in other words?
I try not to, my ritual, I guess, is to keep my mind free and stay focused. I figure like I'm going to give the best show regardless. I just kind of try to vibe out with the crowd. I don't like to do no specific show CD. I like to, every show CD is different. So it ain't really no ritual for me, man. I go out there and I give it what I got to do and leave it all there. That's my ritual. Just go hard every time, you know?
Absolutely. So how do you react when, you know, I hate to call people fans, but, you know, that's how people identify supporters as fans. So how do you react when a fan approaches you?
Oh, I got a little thing. I get a lot of fans, you know, they approach like, oh, I love you, or, you know, whether it's face-to-face via Twitter, or they stop you like, man, ain't you, and I'm like, yeah, ain't you, whatever your name is, you know, I like to joke with them. I like to definitely let them know, man, I'm just a cool dude. And you get haters that approach you, too. So I let them know, don't let that YouTube fool you, and don't let whatever these rumors fool you and thinking that, you know, you're going to run up on me the wrong way. You better, you know. Same thing, fans, man. Don't think you can't ever approach me. I'm like, man, I show love. They're like, oh, my God, I love you. I'm like, oh, I love you, too. They're like, wait, what? You know, so it's
exactly.
All love. And, I'm a real silly guy. Anybody that knows me, you know, I'm silly. I love to smile and have a good time. So you catch me, I might be. I really like being seen dark. Every time somebody speaks to me, she just kind of make her think like, oh, my daddy's cool, you know. So she don't like women speaking to me at all. She got this little thing that she think I'm hers and only hers. So yeah, people
Aww.
Only get to bark. So you know, but other
That's
than that,
so
you know, they approach me. We have a good time, man. You know, especially we're in a club. I pop bottles. I don't even drink, but everybody can get a drink. You know, it don't mind me. I like to have a good time. So.
Mm-hmm.
If you
Absolutely.
See me, holler at me, man. Show me love. I'm going to do it right because I'm going to reciprocate the love right back at you.
Absolutely. So it's good to know that you're approachable. So ladies,
hey.
You know, be respectful and, you know, say hi when you see him out there. So besides music, are there any other things that you're passionate about?
I really just like to work hard. If anybody know me, I'm not one of the people that is saying that. I work hard with the intent to work harder. So with it, whatever it is, like I had a small meeting today. I'm getting into some more real estate side of stuff with my brother. I got a lot of passions, man. And I like to cook, but I don't like to cook for a special woman, you know. There's a lot of things I like to do. I mean, but. I just like to be active, man. You know, whatever it is in life, I'm going to do whenever we go into a different city. I'm going to sit in a hotel. I'm going out. I'm sightseeing. I'm hopping in a cab. I horseback ride. I jump out of a plane. I'm doing all that, you know. So I'm just passionate about living, loving life, you know, and letting everybody do that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. So do you aspire to, like, not only just do music, are you trying to venture into, like, movies and things of that nature as well?
Definitely. Shout out to 40 Glock for taking me and giving me some. I got some small movie roles with him, but I'm definitely looking into 2013 to really getting into more of that. I'm constructing a book right now, a motivational slash like autobiography book. It's a lot of endeavors that's industry based, and some of them has absolutely nothing to do with industry. You know, just different facets, just ways to make money. You know. So, but I'm definitely looking to do more movies. Definitely looking into doing this book and getting it put out this year and just going hard.
Absolutely. So tell me, I'm always curious about this because some people are marginalized to certain things and some people are vast in their, you know, genres of music. So tell me, if you were to dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
I really wish I could sing. I do all of it, but I don't know. I'm into that dubstep. I'm into country music. I'm into I think that if given the chance, and I'm sure opportunity will present itself, I'm gonna try it all, but respectfully try it. I don't like the artists who just do get into a genre and don't really know what they're doing and just kind of just doing no justice and paying no respect. So you know, I guess it's gonna be something that happened kind of organically, but I'll be thinking I can sing in the shower when I have my my beats on. I'll be playing like I can sing, but I can't sing that well. Ooh, baby, that's all you get out of me, man. You got that live. That's my live freestyle right there.
I love it.
This is a song for you and into radio. Yeah, rock that right
Aww.
There. Support that.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And the reason why I love it so much is because that's exactly how I sing, just like you. We should do a duet.
See, we got to do a duo. We ain't going to sell no records, but we can sit in the comedy aisle and we can make some records.
Exactly. It would just be fun doing it either way. So how have you grown as an artist from the progression of when you started at the tender age of 13 till now? What are some of the things that you've seen, like, grown within you?
Definitely the willingness to try other genres of music are different. I thought I was versatile at one point, but the only thing I was versatile was myself. Now, I mean, the beat selection, I'm definitely more mature in that. The subject matter has grown, the way I ride beats, the features that I do. I think it fits more, not just adult, but it fits more of a crowd with it who got an ear. You know, that's just all you got to do is have a pair of ears. You don't even need a full pair. You just need an ear. And I think that if you listen, you're gonna hear something that pertains to you. And there's definitely been growth in that because I was, like I said, I started off running up on the Screw the Click. So, you know, a lot of my music was real pertaining to only the Houston culture. And I grew out that quick. And then, I moved to Cali at a young age. A lot of my music was definitely was reflecting what I was getting involved in, which is a whole lot of street activity. So now it's just more worldly, and it's a little bit of everything that I'm experiencing, that I have experienced, and so it definitely has evolved and grown, and I'm a little bit of growth. Plus, now I get to rap about different stuff. I have to rap about street stuff. Now I get to rap about looking good in the gym and stuff like that. I'm gonna do a workout mixtape. That's what I'm gonna do.
Right, that would be great.
Yeah, we gonna put you on the cover of it though. Make it sell.
Oh no, you don't want me on no cover. No, they will not sell. Trust me, they will not.
I'm gonna get all the copies then.
Okay, you get them all. You know, it's so funny because I have people that's like, still, what happened to my poster, Miss P? And I'm like, really, though? Really? Posters of me? Really? But anywho, this is not about me. This is all about you, son. So how did you come up with the name,
Miss P posters.
Okay, Miss P posters.
Yeah, we're gonna put that on the Miss P poster. But no, son, it was a name given to me by... DJ Screw, late great DJ Screw, rest in peace, used to call me son, like just around the shop. And you know, when you're around somebody that great, especially being in the city where, you know, where it all started, you get to I gravitated to any attention that he gave me when I was around. So, you know, and it kind of just stuck. But it was never son, S-U-N, it was S-O-N. I just kind of took it and made it the S-U-N with my own initiative, with no kind of, it ain't like he prompted me or nobody prompted me to do it. It was just me. And so it all, that's pretty much it. You know, there's no acronym or nothing like that. It's just, that's where it came from. And Recipes DJ Screw, shout out to Nikki and everybody who was at the shop when I was working there and going on. The original. So, you know, shout out to all that.
So is there anyone particular who you feel helped influence your style, whether it's a family member or an artist that's well known?
If I had to pick one artist who influenced my style the most, I'd be hands down 40 Glock. Like, personally, not just me, not observing them and listening to their music. I mean, I think Biggie was the first rapper I listened to, but I never had a chance to meet Biggie naturally. But, like, being in the studio and actually listening to it and actually giving me pointers and telling me not. I mean, one time I remember 40 Glock, I re-record a song. It took me 8 hours to record one verse on the song, and I was so mad at him. After listening to the finished product, I was like, wow, that's what he meant to. Okay. So he definitely was the most hands-on, instrumental with all that. So shout out to him for that. But now y'all don't tell him about rap circles around him. That's
right.
My first cousin, too. A lot of people may not know that, but that's my first cousin and my label mate and all that good stuff. So shout out to Big Bad for Woe.
That's so awesome. I love it, love it, love it, to be honest with you, because, you know, it's good, because sometimes it's like the person that's there for you or the person that you look up to, and then to be able to learn from them in addition to what you already have inside you, it just, like, doubles the value to what you can do.
No, I agree. I mean,
so
I think, you know, I can't, you know, I can't, if I had to pick one person, it would be him, but I know there's a lot of people who was real instrumental in doing stuff, and I'll be listening all day from some of your favorite, biggest rappers on down to people you never heard of, like my big brother and, like, my Rush. My daughter's inspirational in a lot of ways. Like I said, it's a lot of people. I can't say a lot, but it's some key people who are very instrumental in helping me do a lot of stuff and inspire me in different ways. So, you know, shout out to everybody for that. I don't like to take credit. As much as I do on my own, I can't take credit for me being me. It took a lot of people to make something this great. I could have did this on my own. Have you seen me?
Exactly, right? Have you heard me? Did you look into my eyes?
Have they not done that? Like, y'all couldn't do this on my own. It's a deep guy and a gang of homies, you know?
You know? Oh, God, I love it. So how do you manage, you know, or should I say, you know, maintain building yourself, your brand, your future, and things of that nature in this business when there's so many shady aspects and it's such a world of just like, oh, my God, just constant focus and hard work? How do you maintain being so cool and, you know, laid back and things of that nature?
I think the losers take things too seriously, and every, you know, it's a lot of uptight people, and I think people without a realistic aspect, I think you got to be optimistic and realistic at the same time, take a little bit of both, not a lot of either, you know. So realistically, you got to realize that people going to try to screw you over. And, you know, as many good things I can say about a lot of people in the game, I can say a lot, just as many bad, if not more, but I don't waste my time and focus. It's just pretty much not focused on negativity. I mean, I deal with people 24/7, and I could be sitting and talking to my homies and be like, man, that was some snake stuff they did. And then see the dude, I'm going to approach him about that respectfully, not like trying to charge him up but, you know, it's just you got to be. If you know the rules to the game, you play it right. I know the rules to the game. I know how things go. I know people can pretend to be your friends, so it's not a surprise if somebody was, hey, you know that dude tried to diss you on a record. Like, I'm not really surprised. You know, it's, you know, this is the job to me, no different than somebody working at an office and their coworker goes tell their boss they showed up late. I mean, because they want the promotion and not you. It's no different than that. So I don't think that these people are my best friends. You know, I'm not one of the people, like, I don't trust nobody. It's just that it just is what it is. And, you know, you just go through life, you live, you learn. And if you're going around and you're a grown person and you're still bitter and surprised by when people do messed up stuff, you just ain't learned nothing yet. And I like to feel like I learned a whole lot, especially through this past year, 2012. And I feel like I've been in school every day this year and learned, the past year and learned a lot. And hopefully I learned just as much this year, just with a little bit less bumps and bruises, but I still hope I learn a lot. So it's all about learning and doing it with a smile and being realistic and optimistic and having a whole lot of faith. Faith, faith, faith. You put that work in, you got to know that if without that faith, it's futile. Putting in that work in means absolutely nothing. If you don't have faith that God going to see it through and do what you got to do, because you'll be mad at everybody when things don't seem to be going your way immediately. So, you know. Plus, I got a nice smile, so it's just easy for me to smile even when I'll be having a hard, but then I keep smiling as big as I want to be. I'll be thinking of stuff in my head, like, man.
Right. Exactly. That's a great way to look at a situation, too. So for all those who are tuned in or will listen to this on demand, definitely know that if you have a great smile, just like Sun said, you know, it changes the dynamics of everything.
And even if you don't got a great smile, you can smile and make other people laugh at your bad smile. You know, you know, if you ain't got a bad smile, you missing deep and stuff, you smile real big, you're going to make somebody else laugh at you. You know, you smile. It's okay. You know, crack a joke. Yeah, don't be so tight. Especially with the rap.
Exactly.
It'd be the most non-gangster people that would never want to smile. It's like, man, you super corny. Just smile, man. You're not scaring nobody with that mug. Just smile. Let's have a good time. Enjoy it. It's women. It's success, is prosperity. Let's bask in the glow of this, man.
Right. That's so awesome. I love it. I do. I love your personality. What's your sign, son?
Stop. No, I'm joking. that's my club thing. Women like, what's your sign? I'll be like, stop. They'd be like, what? But no, my sign is Capricorn.
You need to stop it.
Yeah, you got it. Sometimes, you know, women think every dude is thirsty, man. You know, I've been having attractive women on me for a minute. This ain't my first time being me, so I'm not. I've never been a thirsty type. It ain't a woman around. A lot of women can tell you it's about some, but it won't be that he thirsty. Or, you know, like, hey, man, I'm real cool, laid back. I ain't chasing nothing but the money. So, I don't believe in men thirsty. I got a high respect for groupies. I appreciate them more because a lot of times they just flat out honest and they know what they want. But you know, you can't every woman just that they pretty don't think that every dude, you know, like, you know, you can't offer a brand new Buick to a dude who got a garage full of Bentleys and thinking that it's supposed to make him happy, you know, or one good Bentley in a garage, you know. So
that's just
what it is. So you know.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Plus, I be in the mirror sometimes, but I ain't got no time to be focused on nobody else. I just be looking at me like, man, look at this dog. I don't want to do nothing tonight. I'm going to go to the club tonight, but this mirror just don't want to let me go. You know?
Okay. Yeah. I was held hostage by my mirror all night. Sorry,
I'm late. Yeah, real joke. It happens a lot. Man. Promoters, I got to tell them, like, you can't have no mirrors in my dressing room because that's going to delay the time. I usually let me go straight to the stage, man.
Oh, my God. I'm enjoying this conversation so much. You have no idea. Like, I love to laugh. I'm real silly. So it's just, like, the silliest things will just have me cracking up, as you see. So, you know, it made my night. So I appreciate you for that.
I got to get you on Twitter, too. You got a Twitter and Facebook and all that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Under Into Show. Yeah. I'll send it. Well, CC has it all. I'll find you. I'll find you on
Twitter. Shout out to CC, too.
Yeah, definitely.
I always shout out to
her. Love her. Yes, love her. So, is there any, like, upcoming tours or venues and stuff that people can catch you live at that you want to put out there for us to stay
in
tune with
you? Some coming up, and I can't really speak on it thus far, but I got some good stuff coming up, and it's going to be with some of you. It's real good, you know, and it ain't going to just be the hip-hop community. I'm going to be one of the biggest R&B crooners real soon. So, ladies, it's going not up and coming, but y'all already know who he is. I really want to speak on it right now, but I can't just yet. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth till we get let that ink and all that stuff dry. So I'm going to be on your TV real soon. We dropping Bad Girls. First, I'm dropping it viral. Then it's going to be on MTV, hopefully, if not the end of January, the beginning of February. And I'm not wearing no shirt, ladies. And these abs is outrageous. So that's going to be on it. Yeah, see, even Miss P agrees. So y'all got to be in NY, man. Miss P, we popping bottles. We got to go to Sue's. It's a couple greenhouses and it's a couple clubs I ain't been to in a minute. I don't even know if they still active like that. But I'm going to be out there with my homies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to come out there and rock out. But I'm everywhere, man. I jump, like me and Lucky Luciano, we got a lot of shows. We do sporadic spot dates. I say the best way to keep in tune with what's going on with me right now is just via Twitter and Facebook. And, you know, that's @Sullen_Days, @SUN_DAYS. And the same thing on my Instagram. Facebook is just Sun Zoo Life, so you know. And my website, sun.blogspot.com, which they're switching it real soon, but it's right now. It's sun.blogspot.com. Keep you up with the touring and any merchandise, dates, and all that stuff.
Awesome. I'm excited for you. So if you can leave anything out there besides all the great things that you already, you know, expressed to us for someone who's up and coming and shooting for the stars, what would you leave them with? What would you tell them?
Yeah, honestly, you got to invest in yourself. Have hard work, and bigger than all that, you have to have faith. That's as simple as it is. If you ain't doing it with faith, you lost. You're wasting your time. So, hard work, consistency of your hard work, faith, and invest in yourself. That's what anything you do, rather than whatever, man. That faith, whatever you believe in, you gotta believe in something. If you believe in yourself, you're not a religious person or a spiritual person, and you believe in yourself, have faith in that what you're doing is going to come through, because it don't always happen. For some people, it happens overnight. Shout out to people like Trinidad James. I just went him in L.A. He did his thing, and shout out to him and his fast pace. But for the average person, it don't happen overnight like that. You just gotta have it hard work, and you gotta know that if you're putting in 2 + 2, you're gonna get 4. Even if it's looking like it's only coming out 1 right now, you're gonna get it back. So just stay going on, you know. And that's when, if ever in doubt, just look at me and do what I do, or just look at me and enjoy the view.
Absolutely. So if people wanted to collaborate or, you know, find you, book you, interview you, get in tune with you all together, you know, who should they contact? Should they contact CeCe?
They can contact CeCe. They can contact the Facebook, the Twitter, all that, man. They can contact, CeCe, Mark Ward with Drink and Dank, myself, via Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, man. I'm a real accessible. I let everybody. I even speak to the haters on Twitter and all that. When they speak, I give them at least one tweet. I let fans, and that's really me on there. But same thing with Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff. CeCe, I'm sure she'll love to contact me with good news like that. So if you're working and you're trying to reach out to me, let's get it in, man.
Absolutely.
I'll be bars ready too, though, because I am slaughtering people. Don't let this shining personality fool you and thinking that these bars is not on point, because I murder. You know what I mean? I have my own with Eminem and many other great lyricists, J.O. Felony Corrupt, and all of them. So, you know, that's what I do. I got bars, and I look good.
Okay, exactly. It's like a double, quadruple whammy, all of that.
Word.
It all rolled up
Word.
Into one. So come correct, guys.
Yeah,
come correct.
We're best friends, man. We're going to
exactly.
be best friends, me and Miss C. Yeah.
This is what's happening right now. We're bonding. So,
yeah,
son. I just want to thank you for being awesome. I want to thank you for being amazing. I want to thank you for taking the time out.
Kiddo. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for, you know, taking the time out to, you know, allow us to get to know you a little bit. And when you drop that next mixtape, definitely want you back on so we can chat it up and discuss it. And if you're in NYC in February, for sure, then definitely reach me. I'm tweeting you now. I'm already following you on Twitter. And we'll just stay connected. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight.
Appreciate you for having me.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was fun. He was so awesome. I love it, love it, love it. I love the realness of it all. You know, I could appreciate anyone like that. I could appreciate a hard worker, a grinder, a person who tell you straight up how they feel with no chaser. It's nothing but love for Sun. Again, you guys can follow him on Twitter at Sun, S-U-N, _DAYS. Get in tune. Get in tune and stay in tune. Tomorrow night we'll be back on with the Power Hour with Kay Bookman. We'll be talking to Miss Rebecca King Cruz. So be in tune for that tomorrow night at 10 p.m. because it's going to be good times with the ladies. You know how we do. We like to crack up, have fun, show love, empower, and all those good things. Again, shout out to CeCe Vance, publicist, for hooking up the interviews. With so many people. She has an amazing slew variety of clients, and I love her for always allowing me the opportunity to gain. And I love you all for taking a chance to tune into the show. So if it's your first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune show, I just want to say I love and I appreciate you all. Until tomorrow at 10 for the Power Hour with Kay Bookman and myself, and our special guest again, Miss Rebecca King Cruz, you baby, stay in tune. Have a good night.
Let's go. I'm in tune.